afternoon, Pretty Jewelers.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Tammy with RDI. How are you guys?
Oh, hi, Tammy. I'm
how,
good. How are you
how
doing?
How are you? I'm good. How have you been?
Oh, cold.
Oh, my God, I know.
We've had so much ice
yeah.
from that winter storm, and we're still, like, iced in.
You're still thawing
ice
out?
Everywhere. Oh, no. It's been too cold to thaw.
Oh,
so,
my God, really? You guys didn't have power or anything, did you?
Not here. That was south of us, thank goodness. But, yeah, we definitely got whatever. We got snow, and then we got the freezing rain, sleet, and I guess that melted that snow that fell first. And it's, like, solid ice on, like, the 3 inches of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
That's insane.
So.
Yeah, my sister lives in Nashville, and they literally had a whole – I mean, I'm sure you saw, but, yeah, they had the full ice storm and everything. And she lost power for quite some time, and then her water main broke, and it was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was thinking, like, without power, there's no way to keep those pipes from freezing.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Oh, bless their heart. Oh, so are they back home now?
Yeah, she's home and everything. They're, I know their bedroom at one point, they were at like 48 degrees in the apartment and everything. I'm like, I can't even imagine. That's got to be so cold for so long.
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually purchasing something on Poshmark, and the seller canceled my purchase and said, we have this winter storm here, and I'm not going to be able to get this out to you anytime soon. So I'm just canceling it.
Yeah.
So I told her, well, I'm interested in purchasing them when, you know, once the storm is over. Well, I didn't realize she's in Nashville. So she said, we're staying in a hotel and don't know when we'll get power back. We haven't been back to our house. So
oh my gosh.
I was like, well, we'll just have to move on.
Right. Revisit eventually, maybe, if it ever goes on sale again.
I know. So, man, I was just like, gosh, I can't imagine that you're dislocated for that long.
Yeah, no, that's a crazy amount of time.
So, yeah.
But how have you guys been? How's it been at the store? I know it's been quite some time since I talked to you guys.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check in,
it's
you know?
It's been odd, you know? But, you know, nothing. We've still stayed busy. We still have people doing some buying.
Yeah.
But
has it been more
just,
lab still, or are you guys starting to see a little bit more on the natural side?
I think probably a little bit more lab than we were. We still have people who look at natural, but it's right now a lot of people are just pricing lab for the most part.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, it's definitely starting to take a turn. I don't know if you guys know it or anything, and obviously, you know, I know we had like the issues and everything, but you know, we definitely started to see a little bit of a turn over the holiday season. We saw an influx in like 70 pointers starting to be used again as engagement for naturals. So that was really cool to see that people were starting to use those as center stones again. So it is some good news on the horizon.
Under a carrot. That's interesting.
Yeah, there's some good news on the horizon. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, we probably have a bunch of those in the back.
I know. I wouldn't be surprised, though. You know, just keep it on the radar. There's definitely an uptick in that. But, yeah.
What were they setting them in? Were they setting them in solitaire settings? Or what were they?
Anything. Yeah. A lot of solitaires, some three-stone rings. It really just depended on, you know, preference.
Wow.
People were doing a little bit more on the solitaires just because of the price of gold, but in general, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on?
Yeah, just, I mean, people will probably just buy something smaller because of the price of gold.
1,000%, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously there's more of that value in the natural diamonds again, too. You know, people are you know, the minute they leave with a lab grown, it's not worth anything. It's like when you leave off a car lot, you know what I mean? It depreciates literally the minute you walk out the door. The most it's going to be worth is the minute they're buying it.
Right, exactly.
Are you guys heading to IJO?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Awesome. Well, I know
we will be there.
I'm guessing you guys probably still have some diamonds from me, from stock. I mean, if there's anything, obviously you still have lifetime trade on all those. If there is anything that you guys are thinking of trading out and hasn't moved in a bit, you know, obviously you can stop by the booth to see Mick. He will be there and ready to go.
Okay.
So if that is in consideration, we still will honor all of that lifetime trade. Plus now, I don't know if you guys know this, but we have gem print on all of our diamonds. Do you know what gem print is?
I think I do. Is that where it's mapped out the characteristics of the diamond?
Yeah, so it's twofold. So it's the light performance of the diamond, which is really cool. It's like the fingerprint of the diamond, which has obviously shows you all the unique qualities in it, so we can always know it's your diamond or the customer's diamond. But what's really nice about it is we've paid for you guys to basically be gem print agents on our behalf. And on top of that, when a customer say I send you a 2-carat round, the customer picks that 2-carat round, you can then go and register that diamond to your customer, and they can save up to 10% on their insurance.
Huh.
So it's really nice. It's registered to that customer. If for some reason that diamond is ever lost or stolen, they'll know if that diamond's ever to be sold or anything, that is a diamond that belongs to that customer, and it's basically it's to help with the insurance.
Okay, cool.
Really
nice. I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah, it really helps. You know, it's kind of peace of mind. Your diamond can never, if they went to like a mall store or something like that, if they were ever worried about it getting switched out, because we know horror stories of things like that happening, it's like a guarantee it can't get switched out because, you know, obviously they know their diamond.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
So yeah. You know, I just, like I said, I wanted to touch base, just see how you guys were doing.
Okay.
I had missed you guys a bit, and, you know, obviously I hope we can do some business here and there, because really I don't believe everything is always burned, so.
Well, I can't say what will happen in the future, but I don't foresee anything in the near future.
I know. But, you know, obviously sometime there's going to be something you guys need, and maybe I'm the only one who has it.
Sure.
So.
yeah. And obviously, you know, I know this was said, it's nothing with you. You
know.
So you are always wonderful.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, you know, we can do something down the road. But again,
okay.
I love you guys to death.
I do appreciate you checking and making sure that, you know, we know that we could do the stock or inventory.
Yeah, you guys are never stuck with stuff for me. So, like, don't ever feel like you're stuck with those diamonds. You know, I don't want you to feel like it's inventory that you can't move. And
we'll never move. Yeah.
But again,
I hope
the family and everything is doing well. I hope you and Dawn are doing well too, and just want to say hello and, you know, thinking all good
things.
Thank
you.
Of course.
You've been doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing well. You know, I got moved into a new apartment recently, and you know, it's everything's going pretty well. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I love it. But anything that you need, I know I'm a far cry, but someday I'll move out of that mountain, I promise.
Okay. Alrighty. It sounds good.
All right, Carly. Have a good day, okay?
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.